Good morning. It's Friday, May 29, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's strongest stories converge on a sharpening science of biological aging and some important course corrections. A landmark cross-species aging clock published in Nature, our must-read, brings us closer to identifying which interventions actually move the needle on human lifespan. The phase 3 failure of semaglutide in Alzheimer's and emerging safety questions around long-term NMN use both serve as evidence check reminders that promising signals don't always pan out. Rounding out the issue, the newly cracked mechanism behind metformin's benefits and a comprehensive review of every intervention proven to lower biological age, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, universal. Aging clocks identify the biological markers that predict longevity across species. According to Nature, a new study published in Nature has developed aging clocks that work across multiple species, identifying shared molecular patterns that predict lifespan with remarkable precision. This is the one to read today. Semaglutide's phase 3 Alzheimer's trial failed. Here's what that means for GLP-1 optimism. From CTAD 2026 conference. Despite observational data showing 40 to 70% lower Alzheimer's risk in patients taking semaglutide versus other diabetes drugs, the phase 3 EVOKE trial found no significant cognitive benefit in Alzheimer's patients. Aged immune cells secrete a protein that degrades the brain, and the effect is reversible. From Fight Aging, researchers have identified granzyme K, a protein secreted by aging T cells, as a significant driver of cognitive decline, and found that blocking its activity reversed the effect in animal models. In supplement news, new lab research raises kidney safety questions about long-term NMN use in older adults. From Consumer Lab, laboratory research highlighted by Consumer Lab suggests that long-term NMN supplementation might cause kidney injury in older adults, a meaningful caution given the widespread use of NMN as an A-plus booster. Novel herring oil supplement cuts LDL cholesterol 7% in 8-week randomized trial. From British Journal of Nutrition, a University of Bergen randomized clinical trial found that cetylic acid, CECO, an omega-9, omega-11 fatty acid derived from herring oil, reduced LDL cholesterol by 7% over 8 weeks in overweight and obese adults. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.